It's all about her. It's all about you. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed women's advocate Michelle King Robeson and renowned physician Dr. Pamela Peake.
Oh boy, we've got a hot topic here, Michelle. I mean, whoa, I just got a third-degree burn just touching the paper with all this information. Good grief almighty, we're talking about losing your virginity. In other words, that first sexual encounter and what that's all about. And whoa, this is a really interesting topic, because I think a lot of people think you have that first sexual encounter really early in life. And I'm here to tell you, there are women who wait for quite some period of time before that happens, for lots of different reasons. And therefore, this is a pretty complicated and complex topic. And boy, am I glad we have a psychotherapist, Dr. Rose Hartzell, from the San Diego Sexual Medicine Clinic, to be able to help us understand what losing your virginity is all about. Welcome to Her Radio, Dr. Hartzell.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what is it about, this first sexual encounter and this whole issue of losing your virginity? It's a very interesting topic. What do you want to say about it?
Well, there was a recent study published in the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy that talked about how virginity loss can be related or correlated with sexual satisfaction in later life. And what they showed was that men and women experienced during their loss of virginity could impact negatively their sexual satisfaction in later life if the experience was negative, and vice versa if it was positive.
Wow. Well, you know, here's the issue. If it was negative, sexual assault, if that was the very first thing that ever happened to you. I mean, I could only imagine, you know, how much trauma and is involved, and the need for therapy to be able to work your way through that one. Do you work with people like this?
I do, but I also want to point out with this study that was recently published that correlations don't always equal causation. So therefore, perhaps some of these men and women reporting negative or positive sexual experiences and how they impact their life later on, that they could have been prone to having positive. So for instance, if someone has a positive first experience and then positive sexuality later and sexual satisfaction later in life, that it could be that perhaps, you know, it was how they were raised, that there maybe they lived in a open environment talking about sex, and they felt that they were protected against HIV and STIs and unwanted pregnancy, and therefore created their own positive first virginity loss, which therefore could help them to have also, when they get older, to have those same positive experiences with sex later on.
Well, you know, I Michelle and I were talking about this, you know, one day, and that is the fact that nowadays it's so different, and that is people are just hooking up, and, you know, this is all about sexual experiences, not falling in love and having a sensual sexual experience with someone you have very, very deep feelings for, but instead, mm-hmm. it's a hookup. I mean, how does this complicate things?
Well, I do think that having the emotional attachment can help create more positive experiences. And interestingly, in this particular article, they cited some research that those people that are more sex negative and feeling more guilt regarding their first sexual experience were less likely to have sex with someone that they had that emotional attachment, that they sometimes would use drinking or other types of means, and then have sex with someone that maybe they didn't care about as much because of the guilt that they were experiencing. So it's kind of hard to believe, but the research that they cited was talking about how if those people that are sometimes even more open are choosing the people that they have that emotional connection with.
I don't know.
The less guilt feeling.
What do you think, Michelle? I mean, nowadays things are so different. You know?
They are so different. And we see it. Here's the thing, Dr. Rose. I see it on Empower every day. So we field more of these sexual health questions and situations than we do any other topic on Empower. Our young people aren't educated at all about their bodies. They don't understand how they work. They don't understand our biggest thread on Empower is, you know, can I get pregnant with my clothes on? And I kid you not. Mm-hmm. And it's just, so it's perplexing to me to see a study like this and then thinking about these are young people. I mean, they're supposed to be 13, 14, and 15 to come on the site, but gosh, I can only imagine that they're even younger than that. How do we educate them? We try our best, but I don't think we're doing a good enough job. We need someone like you who can help them.
Well, I think it's important for young women to know how to protect their bodies and to also have respect for their bodies. So that means that they need to be educated on how to protect against STIs and HIV, how to protect themselves about unwanted pregnancy, and then to empower them to make educated and empowered decisions regarding their sexual right. health and that. And also, even teaching women to pleasure themselves can protect them from having to go to partners to try to get that pleasure, and can make some right. more perhaps cognitive choices versus the affective choices or emotional choices.
Yeah, but you know, I second what Michelle's saying, and that is that, you know, as a physician, the questions that these young people are asking, they're mm-hmm. pretty clueless about how their body works. And most importantly, you're talking about young women who are, you know, in adolescence, who are under a lot of pressure perform, to stay mm-hmm. cool with everybody else. And there's a lot of peer pressure. And so I think they get pushed into a lot of this stuff without understanding any of this, because there's so much emotional, you know, pull from their friends and from, you know, people they hang out with. So they're getting younger and younger and younger. And that mm-hmm. really disturbs me. There's all the sexualizing of younger girls in pre-adolescence, the stuff they're wearing, the heavy makeup, the whole thing. I don't think they know what they're doing. Do you know?
That's why as physicians or therapists or anyone engaging in parents, teachers, anyone engaging in the lives of these young women, the more we can openly have conversations about this topic, the more that they can feel comfortable asking questions, going to someone mm-hmm. To talk about it, and the less kind of behind the scenes everything will be.
I agree with you, because what we, you know, because we field so much of this on the side, it's really, you know, we just we've become the expert at it, right? So they find us, and they can do it anonymously, which is better,
right? And this is why Empower Her is so terribly, terribly important. Dr. Rose Hartzell, we really appreciate your wonderful, wisdom as we're trying to work through this whole issue of that losing your virginity. And you can learn more about her wonderful work at drrosehartzell.com, as well as sandiegosexualmedicine.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Hartzell.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.